আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়াসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নাবিজাল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরাল্লাহ ওয়েলকাম টু দ্য সিলসিলা সেলফ রিফর্মেশন Sheikh Majduddin Firozabadi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has stated, when you sit in a gathering and recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala appoints an angel that will keep you from backbiting. And when you depart from the gathering, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim wa sallallahu ala Muhammad, the angel will keep others from backbiting against you. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, hopefully you've made some good intention prior to watching this silsila. Let's make some additional good intentions. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, niyatul mu'mini khayru min amali. The intention of a mu'min is better than his action. Without a good intention, no reward is granted for a good deed. The more righteous intention one makes, the greater reward he will attain. Let's make some good intentions. I will listen to the bayan attentively. Whenever I will hear Sallu ala al-Habib, Uskurullah, Tubu ilallah, I will reply loudly with the intention of gaining thawab, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A naive person went to a hakim, a herbalist, and said, describe the benefits of anything or prescribe me any medication which makes me remain asleep even in the daytime. The Hakim replied, oh so and so, how unwise are you? You're already spending half part of your life by sleeping heedlessly at night, whereas sleep is the other name of death. Now you want to waste further 3/4 of your life in sleeping, and then just 1/4 part of your life will be left for you. The man asked, how? The Hakim replied, suppose you have a lifespan of 40 years. So half of the 40 years will be 20 years. Now you want to reduce it to even 10 years. In other words, you're already spending 20 years of your life by sleeping at night. If you want to remain sleepy during the day, it means that you will sleep half of that time, meaning you will be sleeping 10 years. Now what you will have in your hand is the remaining 10 years to carry out the good deeds and to prepare for the hereafter. So reject that idea of oversleeping. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you've heard how nicely the wise man advised the person who was fond of oversleeping and how he tried to make him think about his afterlife. Those unwise people who waste most of their time by sleeping like bedridden patients should particularly learn a lesson from the above mentioned parable. These types of people neither care about salah nor about the rights of their family members. Remember, sleeping in excess is a time-wasting bad habit that causes humiliation in this world and the hereafter. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the blessed mother radiyallahu ta'ala anha of Sayyidina Sulaiman bin Da'ud ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam said, O my son, do not sleep too much at night, for sleeping too much at night will leave a man poor on the day of judgment. Shaykhul Hadith Allama Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, all the pious rahimahumullahu ta'ala advise people to firmly adopt three habits: less sleeping, less speaking, and less eating. Remember that oversleeping, excessive speaking, and overeating are all bad habits that cause loss in the world and the hereafter. Dear viewers of Madani channel, time is a great divine favor given to all human beings equally, be it rich or poor. A rich person cannot have 27 hours in a day, and a poor person cannot have 23 hours in a day. Both rich and poor have been given equal amount of hours in the day. Now it is up to a person whether to benefit from these precious moments of life or to waste them. After all, man is mortal, and his temporary life will soon come to an end. Sayyidina Imam Basri, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has said, O people, you go through different stages. Whenever any day or night passes, it brings a stage to an end. After all your stages have come to an end, you will reach your destination, that is Jannah or Jahannam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you think about what Sayyidina Imam Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, we'll come to realize that how many days and nights have we spent in our life, and what have we done for the hereafter? This is something that should awake us from our sleep. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what is actually meant by valuing time, and how can we value our time? Let's try to understand in the light of the glorious Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihati wa tawasaw bil haqq, wa tawasaw bis sabr. Translation from Kanzul Iman. By oath of this era of yours, O dear Rasul Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, indeed, man is surely in loss, except those who accepted faith and did good deeds and urged the truth upon one another and urged one another to have patience. The renowned commentator of glorious Quran, a great thinker of Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, has stated, the real capital of man is his life, which he is wasting by committing disbelief and sins, by indulging in heedlessness, by seeking the world, and by having fun and amusement. He does not spend his life for the betterment of his hereafter. Man is the trader, and life is his shop, and his deeds are the products. If the product, that is his deeds, are good, then it is as if Allah Azza wa Jal is the buyer, and Jannah is the price. If they are bad, then Shaitan is the buyer, and hell, Jahannam, is the price. Now price depends upon product. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has quoted a blessed saying of a blessed saint rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. I understood the meaning of Surah Al-Asr from an ice seller who was repeatedly calling aloud in the marketplace, drawing the attention of people. Have mercy on the one whose capital is melting. Now in prior times, people used to sell ice by the blocks. People used to travel on a bicycle with a cart on their back with a huge ice blocks, and they would cut the ice to sell it to people. Now this man is calling out that have mercy on the one whose capital is melting. Hearing this, I said to myself, this is the meaning of innal insana lafi khusr. Translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed man is surely in a loss. Therefore, who is spending his life uselessly will suffer a loss. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, every moment of our life is valuable, and this journey is going to come to an end very quickly. Therefore, wise is the one who does not fall prey to the deception of the world. He should not value ornaments and gold more than the precious moments of his life. He should adopt piety. He should not waste his day and night in useless activities and worldly luxuries. He should not show laziness in following the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He should not be lazy in obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If our nafs makes us lazy, then we should rebuke it. We should refrain from Sharia forbidden acts without any ifs and buts, without any delays. If we indulge in the luxuries and pleasure of this mortal world, spending all our time, and the angel of death one day is going to arrive, then by Allah, we would not even have a time to say Subhanallah even once. Let's listen to a parable. It is stated in a book called Ihya'ul Ulum Ka Khulasa. Sayyidina Abu Bakr bin Abdullah Mudni rahmatullahi ta'ala said, a person from Bani Israel collected a lot of wealth. When the time of his death came near, he said to his son, show me my wealth and possession to me. Many horses, many camels and slaves were brought in front of him. Seeing them, he began to weep. He began to cry. The angel of death asked, why do you weep? Why do you cry? I will not leave you until I have removed your soul. He pleaded, "Grant me a little time. Grant me some time to distribute this wealth." The angel of death said, "Now you will not be granted any time. Why did you not do this before?" So the angel of death removed his soul from his body. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this parable contains a great warning for us, especially for those who are trying to multiply their wealth by any means, having huge wealth already, that they remain greedy even after having millions of dollars and having a lot of properties. Remember, accumulating wealth, collecting wealth, saving wealth is not bad itself. Only that wealth is bad which is not spent on paying its hukuk-e wajibat, such as zakat and fitrah. Only that wealth is bad which makes us heedless of our death, grave and hereafter, and makes us lazy in performing the commands of Sharia and good deeds, and which keeps us away from good company. Therefore, try to understand the importance of time and accumulate halal sustenance only as much as needed. Life is not granted again and again. Also bear in mind those ahadith and narration which provide guidance about time. Let's listen to the blessed saying of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is said in Sahih Bukhari, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "There are two such favors about which many people are in deception. One is health and the other is leisure time." It is stated in Al-Mustadrak, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Value five things before five other things: youth before old age, health before illness, wealth before poverty, leisure time before being busy, and life before death." Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "The day makes the announcement daily at the time of sunrise. If you want to perform any good deeds today, then do it, because I will never return." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, time is a great blessing bestowed upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of judgment, people will be questioned about different blessings, including time. They will be asked which things they have spent their life in. It is stated in the glorious Quran, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Then, on that day, you will surely be questioned regarding the bounties. Commenting on the above-mentioned blessed ayah, a legendary and leading scholar of Sharia and Tariqah, Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has stated, "You will be questioned about those blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you. For example, health, wealth, leisure time, peace, etc. Through these things you use to seek pleasure and comfort for yourself in the world, you will be questioned, what uses of these things have you made? Did you show thankfulness for these things? And torments will be inflicted for not showing thankfulness." The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "On the day of judgment, man will not be able to lift his foot until he is questioned about five things. Number one, in which activities did you spend your life? Number two, in which activities did you spend your youth? Number three, from where did you earn your wealth? Number four, where did you spend it? And number five, to what extent did you act upon your knowledge?" Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the word time is a four-letter word, but it is priceless. You cannot buy time, no matter how many millions of dollars you will invest. You will never be able to buy time. No one can purchase time, nor can he accumulate time in any way. Time is such a traveler that is continuously traveling. It does not rest even for a while and continues its journey towards the destination indifferently. Time has played a vital role in the rise and fall of nations. Those nations who recognize the value of time and stick to their daily schedule, they automatically progress and prosper. Contrary to it, the nations who do not value time and waste it in useless activities, they spend their life as slaves. Waste of time plunges them into the darkness and disgrace and humility, such that even the signs of their existing gets wiped away. In relation to the matter of time, if we compare our lifestyle with the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, we'll see a clear difference on how they used to spend time or how they spend time right now. We will feel regret and utterly embarrassed. The reason being that those people are not used to spending time in useless activities. Rather, they recognize the importance of time. Only a dying person knows what a person undergoes at the time of naza. But the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not remain heedless of the importance of time, even at that critical moment. They want to spend the last moments of their life as well performing virtuous deeds. Let's listen to a faith-refreshing parable and try to understand the importance of time. For the sake of those pious people, may Allah Azza wa Jal make us amongst those who value time. Therefore, it is narrated by Sayyidina Ahmad bin Muhammad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. I heard Sayyidina Abu Bakr Attar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh saying, at the time of Sayyidina Abu Qasim Junaid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh passed away, some of my friends and I were present there. We saw that despite of being seriously weak, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was offering salah while sitting sometimes before his demise. His both feet were swollen. During ruku and sujood, he would bend his one foot, which would cause acute pain and trouble. Upon seeing this state, his friend said, "O Abu Qasim, what is this? Why are your feet swollen?" He rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "Allahu Akbar, this is in fact a blessing." Sayyidina Abu Muhammad Hariri rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "O Abu Qasim, is there any harm if you lie down?" He rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "There is still some time left to perform righteous deed. Thereafter, there will be no such time. There will be no such opportunity." Then he rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "Allahu Akbar." Then his soul departed from this mortal world. It is also reported that when he was asked to show some gentleness towards himself, upon this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, "Now my record of deeds, now my book of deeds is about to be closed. Who will be more in need of good deeds than me?" Dear viewers of Madani channel, remember, a wise person neither wastes his own time nor the time of others. Rather, he values his own time, he minds his own business, spends his time in good activities, spends his time in preparing for the hereafter, spends his time in obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spends his time in acting upon the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He reforms those who have a mindset of wasting time, and he himself carries out good activities, pious activities. My dear viewers of Madani channel, time is of essence. Time is money. Time waits for no one. The only thing we have captured out of all these cliches is time is money, because we keep utilizing our time to multiply our wealth, whereas it should remind us of the hereafter. Trust me, time waits for no one. Everyone gets equal 24 hours in a day, but there will be a day where a clock of life will stop, while others may continue past us. We have come into this world for a very short period of time, and we don't know how long. Let's not waste it. Let's utilize it in good activities. Let's utilize our time in good deeds. Let's utilize in actions that will help us and help others. In this day and age, the best way to spend your time is to spend your time with the Ashiqani Rasul, is to spend your time with the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The best way to spend your time is by watching Madani channel. The best way to spend your time is by traveling in the Madani qafilas. The best way to spend your time is by learning the knowledge of deen. You can learn knowledge of deen online through Faizan Online Academy. The best way to spend your life, the best way to spend your time is attending the weekly ijtimas of Dawat-e-Islami. Dawat-e-Islami gives you many opportunities to spend your time wisely. At the same time, Dawat-e-Islami gives you a mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. And how are you going to achieve it? How are you going to attain it? Is by spending time wisely. If you have the mindset to reform yourself, let's take a look at your life. Let's take a look at the 24 hours that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and identify the time which is spent in disobeying Allah, which is spent against the Sharia. Let's recalculate everything. Let's recalibrate everything and spend our time wisely. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast on iman in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we die, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, reform my heart, take my hand.